Haines Glacier Bears celebrate statewide cross-country championship victories, and Alaska Department of Fish and Game weighs in on increased bear activity in the Haines area. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Haines High School cross-country team competed at state championships over the weekend and took home all the top spots for its division. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the town celebrated the victory on Monday with a parade.
Haines residents waved signs and cheered along Main Street as the cross-country team passed by on fire trucks. Red and blue lights flashed as two mascot bears danced and waved green and white flags from the parade truck. It was a historic year for cross-country in Haines. Both the men's and women's teams took home first place at the state finals this year. It has been 12 years since either team has taken home the title for 1A and 2A schools. Haines runners Sael George and Avery Williams had the fastest individual times for the entire division. George finished the 5K course in 16 minutes and 59 seconds, and Williams in 21 minutes and 8 seconds. Following the parade, the school hosted a pep rally where the cross-country team was congratulated by everyone from the principal to the mayor to U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. Over 30 high school students competed in cross-country this year. That's a complete turnaround from 3 years ago when team captain Mary Rose Evenden joined the team.
So awesome to see so much growth and just there's so much potential on this team. It's a really young team and it's going to be awesome and I'm excited to see what you guys do in the next few years.
Haines High School alum Chandler Kemp coaches the team now. Kemp says the team overcame injuries and other setbacks throughout the season. He was proud to see the runners come together to support each other. To see photos of the parade and pep rally for the cross-country team, visit khns.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
A bear mauled a local moose hunter last week near Haines. Over the weekend, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game investigated the site of the attack to try to glean more information from the incident. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Fish and Game Wildlife Management biologist Carl Koch to learn more about recent bear activity in the area and this year's moose hunt.
I went out with the wildlife trooper, Anthony Krupe, and Stephanie Sell, the brown bear biologists, and we took the jet boat up and we searched around in the woods for about 2 hours. And we know we were pretty close in the general area. We saw footprints of the hunters coming back to their boat, and we don't know that we ever found the exact attack site. We did not see any blood trails. We did not see any carcasses that which might have attracted the bear to the area, or any dead bears or signs of. We actually didn't see any bears. We did see along the creek an awful lot of bear sign. Tracks from sows, cubs, other adult bears. We ran into one bull moose while we were out there, pretty good size. No indication of an injured bear or a kill that it would have been defending. Still can never guarantee what the motive of the bear was. Everybody always wants to know in these situations, why did the bear attack the person? Well, it certainly could have been a surprise. You know, you're out there like all hunters would be, being quiet and camo. It turns out it's starting to get pretty dark. They had been blowing a moose call, but it's just hard to say for sure why the bear attacked them, you know.
And I mean, do you think you'll continue to search for it, or is it at this point, is it not as much of a concern finding the bear? What do you think?
We won't continue looking for the bear unless we suddenly get some sort of report. We put signs out. It's above Wells Bridge in a spot where only hunters go. Today's the last day of moose season. The hunters that use that area in general are aware that it happened. I talked to several that said they just chose not to go hunting again, you know, give it a break for a while in case there was an injured bear out there.
And then, I mean, just in general this year in town, we've been getting a lot of Nixle alerts about bear sightings. There's been a lot of scat around town and signs of bear activity. And I was wondering if it's any different from years past, if there's any more activity or just more reporting.
It's always a little bit challenging to tell whether it's more activity, more reporting, or some combination thereof, especially as social media has become more prevalent. Word spreads a lot faster. Now we have those text messages. I've heard a few things from the folks in town. a while back, it sounded like the electric fence wasn't being used at the refuse center. That's now been secured and battened down from what I understand. I was a little surprised this weekend how many people I talked to and ran into that have complaints where it's pretty easily resolved. Last night, walking to IGA from the Aspen, I ran across probably a 1 foot wide, 15 foot long trail of dog food that somebody fed the birds. Ran into the person who did that this morning and told her it was illegal and why it was a bad idea. There's a compost heap in the area that the electric fence is broken on. I had to chase bears out of that last night. Just lots going on, and it's not just one bear. You know, I'm hearing a sow with cubs, a black bear, adult bear was on one of the docks over the weekend. And so we're looking for help from the public to do the right thing and secure garbage. You know, take it to the dump and get rid of it. If you have an outdoor freezer, it really ought to be inside. If you need an electric fence, we do have some loaners. I'm trying to get some more sent up here. But in the end, we do look for folks to ultimately use their own.
Doesn't exactly seem like a problem bear or anything like that at this point. It's just reducing the attractants.
Well, we've heard there's definitely stuff that's got our attention. You know, we've heard one pushed in a door of a home, or actually a couple of homes. And so I'm not trying to say there aren't the problem bears, but often problems with bears can be mitigated by taking steps of our own. And that's why there's ordinances against negligent feeding and trash and things. It's not always convenient, but you know, we live in Alaska and there's some steps that you have to take.
And so, yeah, like you said, the moose hunt ended today. How did the hunting season go?
It went pretty well. I think it was a little challenging. You know, this was a little bit lower than the past several years as far as the harvest goes. I think not a lot of snowpack. When it stopped raining, the water dropped a lot. So some folks have places they go to where they could get to no matter what, and other folks couldn't get to their favorite spots because the water was dropping. And then if it rained, it would come up high enough to get to a few of those spots, and then a day or two it would drop back down and make it more challenging. I don't know how much of that affected it. I would have liked to see a few more moose taken, because I think we could have tolerated up to 25 or so. But 20 is a pretty good number given all the conditions this year.
That was Fish and Game Area Management biologist Carl Koch in conversation with KHNS reporter Henry Leisha. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.